Hi, this is Sean Benson from Harvest Church in Warrensburg, Missouri. I want to thank you for joining us for this week's podcast. For more resources, log on to harvestwarrensburg.com.
Father, we ask that you would bless that old goat pastor as well. He would say something that's in alignment, not just something, but everything I say, God, I submit it unto you, Holy Spirit. You would move today. We submit our time unto your lordship. And we invite you. Just come rest upon your people. Actually, I wasn't planning on doing this service. I just feel prompted to do so now. Felt this morning that I was hearing something in worship from the Lord over you, and it really is the declaration, I belong. In other words, you belong. You belong. So, I don't know if anybody is struggling, feeling a little disconnected, feeling like, I'm not sure if I really am family, if the enemy's speaking lies into your ears. Sometimes it's so difficult to identify when he's speaking, especially when he says things that resonate. And isn't that what he always does? He takes something with a seed lining of truth and speaks it, and you go, I guess that was my own thought. It's not your thought, it's his thought. It's implanting things in you to derail your purposes. So I just release a blessing over all of you. Why don't you just extend your hands just like you're receiving a gift. I extend a blessing over you this morning, that in the deep places of your heart and your soul, you would know that you belong, that it would be unshakable. We received the deposit in a deep place this morning. And we brush away the enemy's lies, accusations. And we break any demonic assignment sent to perpetuate those lies in our heart and our minds. In Jesus' name. And let's make a declaration together. I belong. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. I belong. See, the first service folks that are still sticking around, they know the deal. They're going to say it with some gusto. Let's do it again like we mean it, right? 3, 2, 1. I belong. Come on. You belong. You belong in this family. You belong in this church. You belong in this tribe. And God has specific plans and purposes for you. Specific plans and purposes. I want to remind you, as we start this year, that this is a season that we're given to represent ourselves back to God. And when I say ourselves, I mean everything that makes us up, our gifts, our talents, the soccer games for the kids, the gymnastics, the karate, the PTA, the busyness of life. What are you doing? And putting it, the ministry, the movies, their checkout time, just whatever it is, everything that makes up your norm, and to present it back to the Lord on the altar. Invite the fire of God to come and to burn up anything that's not supposed to remain. Not to hold so tightly to ministry, not to hold so tightly to busyness and activity, but to allow him to come and to pluck off of the altar of your life anything that is not meant to be there this year, even good things that he himself initiated. And to present ourselves to receive the now word of God, the Rhema word of God. What is he saying now? What am I supposed to pick back up? What am I supposed to run with? Because I believe that many of us, our lives have been polluted with busyness and activity, and it's distracted us from what we're actually destined and called by God to do. And we don't have time to do what we're called to do, what He's designed and created us to do because I'm so strung out and busy. And we say things like, well, I'm just trying to be balanced. And so if I'm going to be balanced, I have to cut out those things. But I believe that some of the things that we're cutting out of our lives up to this point are actually things that are supposed to be in. And some of the things that we've put in were the things that we were supposed to be cutting out so that we could be about our Father's business.
Amen. That's right.
And not about our business, not about our kingdom, not about our little world, not about our comfort zones, but about His. How many of you know we've got like this flash in a pan, just this much time on the grand scheme of things in eternity to impact this world and our sphere for His kingdom, for His namesake? This much time. And anybody on the other side of the aging scale know how quickly it all goes. Those 100 years perhaps that were allotted. Just how fast it seems to just run through our hands. We have this much time on the scale of eternity to make the impact that we were designed by God to make. It's time to eliminate the distractions. And part of that, as we talked about last week, is go. We can't fulfill our call to go if all we're doing is coming to stay. This is significant. It's interesting, the Bible says that we'll be held account for everything that we do. Everything that we do. We've bought into this thing. If you've followed my Instagram, you know I spoke about it recently, but it's just been burning in me. We buy into this thing where we go, well, our salvation is free. Like it wasn't free to God, but it was free to you. So take the free gift. That's a lie, actually. It's a lie. It's not a free gift. The gift, if it's accepted properly, costs you everything. It costs you everything. Like if you think it didn't cost you, like if you think it doesn't cost you anything, you're like, oh, this is right. Then you're going to flit around life and just kind of continue to do your own thing. But this thing that we've accepted, this life in abundance that we've accepted by His life being laid down, no, that thing costs you everything. If it's not costing you everything, you're not doing it right. Because we've all been bought with a price, is that right? And if I've been bought with a price, then that means I'm not my own. Isn't that what the Bible says? And if I'm not my own, then whose am I? I'm His, right? Like He's the master in this equation. And if He's the master and we all say out of our own mouths He's Lord, then doesn't that mean that I have to do what He says? Doesn't that mean that my life actually bows to the shadow of His? Doesn't that mean then that the money in my bank account's actually not mine? That my automobiles are not mine? That my home is not mine? What do we have that's ours? Yet somehow we hold so tightly to our lives that we become like the parable of the vine growers. Father God buys up everything and puts us in position, uniquely called, with unique purpose and talent and gifts, and he puts us in place. And somewhere in the middle of all of that, even when we start out so good, we start going, look at what I've accomplished with my own hand. This thing which was initially entrusted to me is now mine. And the end of that story didn't go so well. It's time for the American church to wake up. It's time for Harvest Church to wake up. It's time for us to wake up and to begin to live for eternity. It's time for us to wake up and to begin to be Christians, to be real. to engage our sphere, that a sphere that's been entrusted to us as a stewardship. Not to exalt fear of man, but to exalt fear of God once again. What does that mean? It means I so love Him, and He's so much Lord of my life that I defer to Him even when He asks me to step out of my comfort zone. Instead of living a life which we inappropriately dub the life of grace, where we go, oh, it's okay, He'll forgive. He understands. He understands that that was uncomfortable. Yeah, He understood, but He still asked you anyway. He understood that it was going to be that it was going to require you to die to self just a little bit. He understood that it was a little bit uncomfortable, that you had fear, that you had some anxiety about stepping out and sharing Jesus in that particular situation, but He still asked you to do it anyway. And the last I checked, He doesn't ask me to do anything that's not for my good and for His glory. So it's time again to exalt the fear of God such that obedience is a supreme value to us again. And not just the obedience to go and to be God to our neighbors and to our sphere of influence, but the obedience to step out of sin. The sin that so easily entangles us, but rather I would submit so easily is embraced by us. How many of you know Jesus has already released to us everything that we need for life and godliness? What are we still waiting on? Well, you don't know who my parents were, and you don't know what my upbringing was. He knows. And on the cross, He released to you everything that you need to overcome, everything that... all of the entanglement, all of the stuff. I mean, isn't that what He says? That there would be no temptation, that you would find yourself in no set of circumstances whereby He wouldn't provide a way of escape? And somehow we've bought into this other lie, this doctrine in American church where we go, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. That's why I continue to sin, because sinners continue to sin, don't they? Well, that's what we should expect of sinners. And so we've created an entire doctrinal reality that actually gives us an open door to continue to sin and walk it out. I'm not a sinner saved by grace. I was a sinner saved by grace. Now I'm a saint. Now He looks at me and He looks at you and He says, go and sin no more. How many of you know that Jesus would never declare something like that to you if it wasn't possible for you to do it? But didn't the Apostle Paul say, I do the things I don't want to do and I get caught up in all that? Yeah, he said that, I think it was in Romans 6, as he was talking to himself as being bound under the law. And then somewhere around the 8th chapter, he goes, but Jesus, and then he begins to step into the present reality, which is our present reality, where he calls us and says, you're no longer slaves to sin. You have you're slaves to God, and you have the ability to stand and resist and say no, to choose a different way, no matter who your mama was, no matter what your addiction was. You were over here, you were a sinner, but now you're a saint. You were in a place where your propensity, everything that was on the inside of you was prone to sin, but I've bought you. I purchased you, I broke you out of the dungeon, and I've released you over here into this place called the place of abundance of life, and I've empowered you to walk an absolutely and completely new way. Now over here, if you sin, it's because you chose to, and I would submit to you, that's way worse. You have everything that you need. He's purchased everything that you need. He's calling us again. He's calling us into holiness. He's calling us to represent Him well in the earth, to get outside of ourselves and our own comfort zones and our own behaviors and our own entanglements and our own sin and our own history, and to lay it all down and to die again on the cross that He told us to carry daily. To turn the corner into this place where we love not our lives unto death. like what was actually modeled in the New Testament. How many of you know that's actual Christianity? Amen. That's the real deal. Not this frou-frou stuff. We've got like the Starbucks version of Christianity. You know, we exalt Paul and Silas and these guys. Wow, look, they got the stuff kicked out of them and they were thrown in jail. Aren't those guys amazing? You know, let's go knock on your neighbor's door. I wouldn't do that. That's crazy. Say what at work? I would lose my job. That would be uncomfortable. Boy, Paul and Silas, boy, they are heroes of the faith, boy. Heroes of the faith. The authorities beat them again another day and tell them, you can't preach in this name. You judge, he said. You judge whether it's right to obey God or man. Isn't this the New Testament model? Like, isn't this the example? I would submit to you that this is the core of the reset the church needs to go through. We have strayed from the mark. And we've kind of made Christianity like all about me and Dustin, just a little bit of Jesus. Like he's the cinnamon on top of the cappuccino. When it was supposed to be all about Jesus and not about me at all. Why don't we take a second? You've all either got a pad of paper or a phone in your hand, one or the other. Let's just take a minute and just ask Holy Spirit right now if there are things that he would want to take off the altar of my life. And I want you to pay special attention to anything that you feel like causes hesitancy in your heart. Anything that you're like, oh, not that, God. Anything but that one. Create a special category on your notes for that one. Mary Nell, I don't want to harass you. I know you're obviously engaged with the Lord, but can you do that and? I want you to answer this question. Just continue in your prayerful state. What would you be doing right now in your life if you were 10 times more bold than you presently are? I hit mute when I blew my nose, and it didn't mute. And then when I unmuted, it muted. So I want you to pay special attention to that last question. What would I be doing right now if I was 10 times more bold? And pay special attention to the buts that come up in your heart. Yeah, but I've got good excuses for why. Make a list of those excuses. Yeah, but I don't have the financial resources. God already spoke to that this morning, didn't he? Yeah, but I don't have the seminary education. Whatever it is, make a special note of the buts. Jesus, this morning we repent for any behaviors that have been polluted by self, any activities that have been polluted by self and have dethroned you in any way. We repent for exalting our own comfort zone above your lordship. Exalt you again to the highest place. We invite you to continue to wash us clean, to cut the ties to self, selfishness, self-centered living. And we receive the grace from your throne to be 10 times more bold than we are now. Amen, huh? Your homework this week is to continue to go after that. To process through with Holy Spirit some of the things that you put on your paper. To engage with Him, to continue to break lies off of your heart and life that He would highlight. And invite Him to bring transformation in any area where you can see is a targeted hindrance. Hindrance to you fully stepping into your call, your apostolic commission, as we talked about last week. Just allow Holy Spirit to invade and to break all that stuff off so that you can fully step in to the reality of who you actually are and who you've been created to be. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like to contact us or would like more information about our church or additional podcasts or resources, please visit us online at harvestwarrensburg.com. We hope to see you soon.